So this will be the last one before Aser Hazayim Tshuva. Mirtzei Hashem, whenever I'll have something to say, so after the day after Tzom Gedalia, we'll also make a vad over you. But we'll see. So I want to, because it's the before the Aser Hazayim Tshuva, and we have to do something with ourselves, so I will take my time to try to explain how that works. Where do you find this thing which is called Kabbalah Ketana? Where do you look for it? That's always a big dilemma you're facing. You think, I have to do something, I have 100,000 things to do. So I have to do one small thing, Rabbi Saul says, but it sounds, that's not real. It sounds that is not so sincere. That is like, okay, I'll do something, but is it really being Chayzer B'Tshuva? Doesn't really sound so well. So let's see together the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva Perek Gimel, and we'll try to understand that in a way which I think the words will fit that, and then it will open up for us a new way of looking on our tshuva, on looking on ourselves. So the Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva Perek Gimel, sof in the end of Halacha Beis. He says that the Hashem is weighing all of our actions, but this weighing, v'shikul zeh, eilu lefi minyan haschuyos v'avoinis, eilu lefi godlo. It's not according to the counting, it's according to how big the aveira is, or the mitzvah. Yesh schus shukneged kam avoinis, shenem al yan nintze v'yidu v'toiv, ויש אובן שוקנגד כמה שכוי ישנם הבחוית האחות יאהבת טויבו הרבה. So that is not counting, but there are averas or mitzvahs which are considered bigger. And that's what he says, ואין שקן אלא בדייטה של קהיל דייס, הוא יודע היך אוכן אבוינס נגד השכויס נגד אבוינס. And you will make this shikul, this weighing, is with the dayta, with the, I don't know how to translate that, you'll see, with the Daita Shalkeil Deyes, and he knows how to do that. And you can't know. Then comes Halacha Gimel, and Halacha Gimel says, Kol mi sheniem nichem ala mitzvahs, sho'oso, v'to ala schuyis, v'oma beliboy, umahu yalti, v'as yoson, halavai lo yasisho yosom, that means he's toy ala rishoynis, he says, no point of doing all these mitzvahs which I did throughout my life, ha'reze ibet es kulom, ve'in maskir lo yishum shom schus bo'ilom. The talk about the tzaddik, someone was a tzaddik really, but his ma'aseh tzidkas will not help him when he turns over into a roshe, but that roshe is tei al rishoyos. So this is, that's a very superficial thing, the question, but it sounds like awkward. He says, you can't know what's happening, but this I know. Yeah, you can't know what's happening. Because it's shekel v'daitis okay it is, but this one I know what will be. Because this one you'll lose everything. Sounds like awkward a little bit. Yeah? Okay. So first, in order to understand the Rambam, let's think what would be when the Rambam, when it would be like the Rambam says, they would count the mitzvahs and the averas. He says it's not a question of counting, but what would be when he would count the mitzvahs and the averas? What would he do? Then he would count it in a way, what does it mean? He would count and say, he would say, Mukze, one, Avodah Zorah, two, Tzitzis, three, that's the way to count? Yeah, for sure not. When you count, then you have to make the Cheshbon according to the Shulchan Aruch. Because Avodah Zorah is Yorg Val Yavol, and Mukze is the Rabbonon, and tzitzit is mitzvah. So there are all three different kind of things in the Shulchan Aruch. So the counting of the minyan in the Rambam, and the Rambam says you don't do it according to the minyan, only according to the goydel. But when it would be according to the minyan, that wouldn't be counting. That would be accounting. That is the translation. It's not an accounting business. The Bayrami doesn't make accounting. It's like in accounting you don't say, I have an accounting firm, I have two companies in my which I serve. One is General Motors, and the next one is the Makolet next to me. You know, you will not say such a thing. Because accounting means it's according to how big the transaction is and how big all these things are. That is accounting. So the Berolim wouldn't make accounting. But accounting is according to Shulchan Aruch. And now the Rambam says, you will not make it with a minyan. That means, when you are looking for your Chazara B'tshuva, and you want to be Chazara B'tshuva, and you will open all of the four Halakim of the Shulchan Aruch, and go through all the Halachas, and then you will decide according to that, what Aveira you'll be Chazara B'tshuva, you will be barking up the wrong tree. That's what the Rambam tells you. Clear? That's wrong. You look up the wrong book. Because the Shulchan Aruch is included in the minions. Because you can't make a minion without the Shulchan Aruch. Makes no sense. You can't say one action, two actions, three actions. That doesn't make any sense. It makes an action of this seif in the Shulchan Aruch and an action of that seif in the Shulchan Aruch. That's what you do. Huh? And maybe you are weighing that according to what the Shulchan Aruch says. And that's what the Rambam says, the Borei Olam, Hashem, doesn't look at your actions like this. So when you want to be Chozer B'tshuva, and you look up your Maisim according to the Shulchan Aruch, you make a mistake. You don't make a fatal mistake, you have to look up the Shulchan Aruch too. That's not my point. But you make a mistake, that's what the Rambam tells you. It's not according to Minyan. It's according to a thing which is called Goydel. What does that mean? So, you see, that is Mukhach in the Rambam, what Rabbi Saul says. Because Rabbi Saul says that, or something like Rabbi Saul says that you are weighing the actions according to how difficult it is for you to keep your hands off. Whenever it's easy for you to not do the Aveira, and even though a person does it, then it's considered a big Aveira. That is not in the Shulchan Aruch. So that's what Rabbi Saul says, yeah? That's like Mukhach in the Rambam that you say something like this. You have to say something like that. Okay? So that's Rabbi Yisrael in Mechtav Zayin, Mechtav Tezvov. Oh, that's why you do a koshe onsho shalom and yosho mishal tchedes. That's Rabbi Yisrael. But it's Mukhach to say something like this. In Mechtav Lamed Alev, Rabbi Yisrael says something else. Mechtav Lamed Alev, Rabbi Yisrael says that the godless of the Maise is according to what will come out of that Maise in the future, which that you can't know. And the Borei Olam knows it. And that's called the godless Maise. So but it's always a question which is outside of the written law. That's a nice way to say it in English. That's right. Outside of the Shulchan Aruch. It has to be something else. Because that's what the Rambam says. It's not according to the minyan. It's according to the godless. And the Rambam tells us that in the Hilchos Tshuva, because he wants us to work with that. That Rabbi Saul himself says it. Because Rabbi Saul says, I will tell you something which makes an Aveira bigger, and that's why you have to work according to that dimension of your action. Because the Rambam wants you to do something with that. What means God, what means Kol? That's what the Rambam wants to do. Okay? So that's Rabbi Saul. So you see, the Rambam doesn't tell you that there are people which wanted to learn the Rambam like this. That's a little bit awkward. They wanted to learn. The Rambam tells you, you can't know what's going on. And whenever you will have Chas v'Shalom, a Havamina, that you will consider one thing not so important what you did, then that could be the worst thing you did. Because you can't know, it's not according to the minion, it's according to the Goydel, and it's the only the Borei Olam knows. So please, stay with your OCD on Kol HaTeire Kule. The Rambam does not say that. That's not the intention of the Rambam. Don't be nervous about Kol HaTeire Kule. The Rambam wants to give you a possibility to work. And the possibility to work is that there are mitzvahs or aveiras which are called godel. Okay, so that is the Rambam. It's a dimension which is outside of the criterion of halacha. That is mukach in the Rambam. Now my problem with Rabbi Yisrael is that the mahaloch of Rabbi Yisrael, when he says kol she'onsho shalom and yosho mishal tcheles, is not mentioned in the Rambam. It is difficult for me, for sure true what Rabbi Saul says, but it's difficult for me to accept that that's the only thing which the Rambam says, because the Rambam says something and he has to give us a clue what is considered godel and kotel. He has to do that, you know, otherwise that's shaykh to the Meir HaNemuchim. Yeah, you say something, we say only Hashem knows, that you write in the Meir HaNemuchim, not in Hilchos Tshuva. So what is that nogea to Hilchos Tshuva that you say it's the Goydel Aveira which does it? And he has to give a clue. I think the Rambam gives the clue. And now we will learn that in two layers. And part of that, what I want to learn that in two layers, is to show you, when I may do that, that you can have the nicest words and the most beautiful pshat in something, and first you don't understand anything of that, what I myself said. I will now tell you what I myself said, and then I saw myself that I don't understand what I said. But that's the point, you know. I myself said, the pshat, the gewaltige pshat, the ganz gute pshat. But after a contemplation, I saw that I do not understand what I said. And then, when I tried to understand that, then it came out that it's much more practical and it does really the job. Yeah? Let's see. I think the Rambam is meramis to something. Because the Rambam says that the avoinus and the mitzvahs are big, godel, and cotton. V'ein shoinkel ele bedaita shel keil deyes. Yeah? You are making shikul, bedaita shel keil deyes. That's what he says. And what means that? So, the Rambam doesn't have to measure up with, now in Hebrew you say Rabbi Yehuda Levi, or when you want the English, he doesn't have to measure up with Shakespeare or something like this. He doesn't have to say nice words. For sure, it sounds very nice. Daitol shel keil deyes. That's a very nice expression. But the Rambam in Halacha is not into bringing down nice expressions. That's not the point from the Rambam. He could also say, "Bechokhmos anis govo," you know, in his elevated wisdom or whatever you want to call that, you know. So you could say that too, but no, he says, "Bedavke daitei shel keil deyos." So when you listen to that, then you see that the Rambam wants to tell you that a maaseh which is considered big is a maaseh which tampers with that thing which is called das. Because the Bir Olam is weighing your maaseh with a midah which is called das, daiten shel keil deyos. So a big maaseh is a maaseh which deals with that das. What does that mean? So we all know from the Pasuk in Bereishis, that das means connection, yeah? That's what das means. Everyone says that. I think you heard that once, yeah? Das is being connected. So, according to that, the Rambam tells us that a big aveire is an aveire which severs the connection, and a big mitzvah is a mitzvah which builds up a connection to the Bir Olam. It's not, that's not always according to the Shulchan Aruch. Because, for example, when you have the thing of Avodah Zorah we spoke, Avodah Zorah, the Ovdei Avodah Zorah Shebechutz La'aretz, they are not so gefährlich, they are not so bad, because Minig Avoseyem B'Yodeyem. So the Minig Avoseyem B'Yodeyem is not a criterion from the Shulchan Aruch. In Hilchos Shechit, I don't want to go into that, but in Hilchos Shechit, that's a different reason for that. But it's not in the Hilchos Avodah Zorah, that makes no difference. You can't come to the basin and you were someone, not you. Someone comes to the basin and says that there were 80 Vasra on Avodah Zorah, and then he says, but I only do what my ancestors did, and my father did it, so I did it too. So the basin will tell him, your father already died, and you will be soon dead too. Sei gesund. That won't help anything, you know. You can't say, meaning of a Seinu, but you're Deinu, so I'm Potter. No, you're not Potter. You're the same way Chayev. In the Shulchan Aruch, it's absolutely the same Aveira. It doesn't say anything else, you know. So in Hilchos Avodah Zorah, the same thing. But it doesn't sever so much. Why? Because you didn't decide on it. You didn't take a position. Your position is meaning of a Seinu, but you're Deinu. So I mean, that's not so bad, the Aveira, even though the Halacha is very bad. But Aveira is not considered so bad because it's meaning of the same building. From the other side, you see that Aveira can be la halocha, not clear how bad it is, but it's the worst thing in the world. That's called marrying out, boya la ramis. So marrying out, this is la halocha, it's not chorus, midoraisa, it's just a ganze tumult in Sanhedrin, you know. It's not clear what is that thing, but it's not as homo as chorus or things like this, the reise, yeah? It's not the same aveira. But it's the worst thing in the world. It's the worst. That severs everything, yeah? So you see, an aveira is not always measured only with the gedel of the Shulchan Aruch, it's there is another measurement there too. How much that avera cuts through, yeah? And the same thing is with the mitzvah. How much a mitzvah builds up this connection. And now it's very clear what is the hemshach. The hemshach is the Toya al Rishonis. Toya al Rishonis means that the man regretted what he did. So regretting what the person did, that is cutting through all the strings. That's what it means. You cut through all the strings. So that's a real hemshach of the halacha. You say, there's a maisa godel, there's a maisa cotton, and it's alfi daita shel keil deis, and daita shel keil deis means this being connected. And now, the worst thing is in the world is when you cut through all the strings. That's called Toya al Rishonis. And that, you lost all your schuyas. That's a pshat in the Rambam. Ganz a gute pshat. Ganz a gute pshat. Ganz gut, nachon? I could say a shir with that. Ganz gut. Fine. That was for me 2 weeks. I had a big simcha that had such a good pshat. Yeah? I didn't understand anything. Gurnisht. Well, when I understood a little bit more, I was shocked. How is it that you are knowing Torah, and you know the sources, and you know the words, and you do not understand one little word of what you learn? Gurnisht, klumlo, shundavalo. Absolutely nothing. It was for me like a shock. That was like a bush of 50 years. I had a real bush. I of course didn't understand, so we'll begin again. Okay? But that was a good pshat. But now let's see. Because the pshat is based on that das means connection. Yeah? But das means connection comes out of a lotion which it says that the odom yoda is chavo ishtu. Yeah? But when you look up in the Tanakh, from Bereshis till Divrei Hayomim, when it says Va'odom Yoda or Elkono, Va'yoda, same thing there in Haftorah in the Rosh Hashanah, when it says Va'yoda, then the wife became pregnant. That's always the lotion. That means that it's not a connection. It is that the reality of Odom Rishon entered the reality of Chavo. And she gave birth to Kayin. That is called Das. Das is not the connection like you in America say, I'm connected. I really feel that I am related. I am really, you know, I am part of a bigger picture. And all these nice nonsense, superficial words, you know. No! It does not mean that. It doesn't mean an East Coast wishy-washy, you know, or what a West Coast wishy-washy hippie thing. It does not mean that. That's nonsense. Clear? No, it means das, means connection, that Odom entered the reality of Chavo. And now she has to give place for that. Entering a reality, you have to move away. You have to give place. That's right. So that is called das. So that's entirely a different thing. Entirely a different thing. Das means a connection that someone enters your reality. Whenever you are married, then you know that whenever your Rebbetzin is pregnant, then she vomits a good few months. When the Bero Olam enters your picture, you will vomit 120 years. Do you want that? No, you don't. You don't want anyone enter your picture. You don't want anyone guiding your life. You want to live your own autonomic life. I have my own autonomy. I have my own life. I have my own preferences. I am willing to keep halacha for sure. And I'll do the right actions. But someone should guide my life. No, no, no. Thank you very much. I don't want that. We are in a big problem. We think only that modern Orthodox do that. We do the same thing. Only by us, Orthodoxy is midika v'sein v'yodeyem. That means that's the Orthodoxy. Yeah, we arranged our lives in a way that Shabbos is part of our life. But be'etzem, something should enter my life. Todah rabah, lo. No, I don't want that. I do not want. And then, that means you are not really part of that which is called Daita Shal HaBoreh Olam. The Das of the Boreh Olam doesn't enter your reality. And that is the intention of the Rambam. Yeah? That's the intention. Now you see that this is only to explain that more, to show that more. I don't want to go into these midas. I don't make now that the whole Vav goes on these 2 midas. But it's the same mistake. We have 2 main midas which are enabling us to make that the Borei Olam should enter our world, our reality. We have 2 of them. The one is called Ave, and the other one is Yire. And it's the same mistake we do there. Let's speak, we have Avo Hafte, Hashem Elokecha, Borei Olam Ovcha. That's right? Ave. So what do you think Ave is? So, but it means that it is the ultimate klida, you know, chvesvos, yeah? Such a mamish murder. No. Ave means a very simple thing. Ave means that you are accepting besimche that someone enters your life. That's what Ave means. That means Ave. You are with a simcha accepting that someone enters your life and even is guiding part or all of your life. That's called Ave. Yire does exactly the same thing, only from the other side. Yire is, I accept that someone enters my life and guides my life out of a recognition that this one is important or big or strong or whatever you say. Yeah? And Ave is, I accept that someone enters my life out with a simcha. Besimcha. So that's a very superficial thing, what I said now, I know that. Because Ave Yira, that would be a year's work. But only to show you that those are the koiches which we have to provide that someone enters our life. Someone has to enter our life. Yeah? So that's not easy. We have to work on that. You say that in the Krishna twice a day. You say, V'ohavtes Hashem Elokecha b'chol levovcho, b'chol nafshecho, b'chol mayidecho. So then, b'chol nafshecho, it says, even when he'll take your life. So I never understood, why is the Torah so negative? You have to love the Borei Olam, even when he'll kill you. So that's a Litvische Ave, you know. The Litvakas, they really like when things hurting, you know. That's a Litvische thing, you know. Now some Lit, bist du starkst, you know. What says, bist du starkst, you know. I feel I was starving. Why don't you say, at klois anefesh, at nafshi yotso bedabro imi, at heulelus pnei hanavim, at all the Rishonim say, that's the part of Ave, you know, till your nefesh is like, wants to exit your body or whatever it is, why don't you say something positive, motivation? No, you say something very bad. When he will take your money, no, it is because of that. Because Ave means that something enters your life and you have to give space to that. How far do you have to move away in order that thing should happen with you? How far? Till you'll be dead. B'chol nafshecho. Or till your money is taken. Even then, you have to give a space to the Borei Olam. Because giving a space to the Borei Olam means how far you are willing to move away. That's called b'chol nafshecho b'chol mayidecho. And now, you understand that too. Only to show you how, I told you before, how we do not understand one word of what we say every day, one word we don't understand. Gur nisht. Kein zach nisht. And then comes, keitzad aderech la'avos. Rashi says that, how are you able to be a oyev Hashem? That you have to learn Torah. So how do you learn that? That what you learn normally, that Ave is the uppermost pleasure that would be a bad translation. I don't know how to translate that. It is just that unbelievable. I don't know what, but how do you reach that? That learning is such a sweet thing. Yesterday was difficult, but it was such a sweet thing. And the day before it was also difficult, but it is such a sweet thing to learn every day, and it's cumulative. You don't know that it accumulates. That every single day you have a hanoah from learning. The next day you have upon that hanoah, till in the end you reach that Avas Hashem. You are happy with that? I am not. I am not happy. No. Avas Hashem means you are agreeing with a simcha, with a joy that someone enters your life. How do you reach that? Through your learning Torah. Because when you learn Torah, you are dealing with the Rotzon of Hashem, and you see how senseful, and how deep, and how unbelievable that Rotzon Hashem reveals itself when you learn, and that causes you to accept besimcha that this Rotzon Hashem should enter your life. Keitzad aderech la'avosir. Very simple, huh? It's the most simple thing, huh? No spooky things involved. Most simple thing. How are you reaching a madrege that in a joyous way, besimcha, you are agreeing someone should guide your life through that you learn Torah. So that's the pshat in the Krishma. Only to show you the pshat, but you see, we do not understand one little word in Torah. Gurnisht. I only told you things you know. You know, Vohaftes Hashem Elokecho, you know, Vishinamtom Levonecho, you know that Vohotom Yoda Eschavo Ishtoi, you know everything. But I was just ashamed. I knew all these things. I didn't understand one word of all these things. It's eight words. Gurnisht. Shundabam. And then it's all superficial. It's all that you have to be connected, and it is the connection, and it severs the connection, and you could say that, and you'll be accepted even in a Haredi community, and you'll be accepted in a Reform community, in a conservative community, in a Reconstructionist community. But you could do everything with that, because that goes through, because it doesn't say anything. It's simply one big superficiality which you can sell in the shuk, you know, can sell that thing. No, it's not. No, there is a chiyuv there that you have to move away. Yeah? And now you understand what's going on with that Kabbalah Ketana. Now you have to be very careful. Because when you understand, it's a question that you give space in your life to the Boi Roilo, and that what is tshuva, and that what means the Kabbalah Ketana, that you give space to the Boi Roilo, then you have to first see that you give space to the Boi Roilo in a place where you want that happen, because it's a question of your life. It's not a question of your decision. Do you understand that? When you make a big decision, then you give space to the Boi Roilo, not in your life. You give space to the Boi Roilo in your decision. You decided a bombastic thing. That's not real. That's not moving away. That's deciding something big. No, I have to move away. So I have to find first a place where I am interested to move away. It's a very similar thing when you are going for a shidduch. And for shidduch, same thing, that you have to work on that. That everyone is entered the other life. That's what happens when you're married. And then you would want to be a very nice boy, which is really Zoychel Oilam Abol, and then you say, okay, I have to move away and give space to someone. Let's take the most nasty person, the most unsympathetic person, and I will work on myself to give way to this nasty person. When you'll do that, then please, then you'll order a place in the Rabbanut just the same day, you know. This won't last. You can't do that. No. You are going to marry someone which more or less fits your world, yeah? And then after you are married, believe me, there are enough of circumstances which you have to move away. That's right? Enough. That is not lacking. Because that is, in general, I'm interested in that. That this should be the place where someone enters my life. But then afterwards there is work to be done. Yeah? The same thing is with your Kabbalah. First, you have to say, there is a space where I am interested that I should be connected, or the Boi Ra'olam should enter my world. Yeah? So now that makes very much sense. And it's not like you think about the Shulchan Aruch. Because when you think the Shulchan Aruch, then all this choosing a Kabbalah is simply, where can it be that from all these 100,000 things, what should I pick? It's not a question what to pick. It's a question, how do I make that the Boi Ra'olam should enter my life? He should enter my life there where I am interested that the Boi Ra'olam should enter my life. I'll give you a dugma soon. Yeah? That has to be like this. And then you are mekabel a Kabbalah Ketana. A Kabbalah Ketana. A small thing in that area. But now you do understand what all the Baalei Mussar said, that when you make a Kabbalah on Yom Kippur, you have to keep this Kabbalah strongly. Hold it up. Don't let it go. Don't let it move away. Why not? It's not because of a neder. It's not because you are not a nice guy that Yom Kippur said this, and afterwards you are regretting. That's not the point. The point is, your life has to move away, has to give place, has to give space to that. And when the Kabbalah Ktana is just moving all the time, and whenever there is a difficulty that moves away, that means, with other words, that your life didn't give any space for this Kabbalah Ktana. Your life didn't. It's exactly the same thing as you say in the Krishna. You say in the Krishna, even when the circumstances will lead me to a point where someone will take my life, I will not lose my Ava. But you don't go out of Avas Hashem lekatchile into a life-endangering situation. That's called Avodah Zorah, Mavir Bonov Lemoylech. That's what they did. They said, you want to be real? We will make a setup that you have to walk on fire in order to commit to the Avodah Zorah. No. That's Avodah Zorah. That's wrong. Don't go for things which will hurt you. That's not the point. You go for things that you want to do. But there will be circumstances which will make that difficult. You have to keep on. Same thing as in Krishna. Same thing with the Kabbalah Ktana. That's why the Baalei Avodah said you have to keep up that Kabbalah Ktana in all cases. Don't move it. Don't let it be pushed away from the circumstances in life. Yeah? Don't let it do that. And then that's the way you create the space for the Borei Olam in your life. And then that is called Daitoi Shel Keil Deyos, is connected to you. And then that's a big Maisa. And now it's very simple. This is for sure a big Maisa. That's for sure a very big action, that you give a space to the Borei Olam in your life. That doesn't matter how big that is, how small that is. The main point is, it should be a thing which gives space to the Borei Olam. Okay? So you have to be careful that you will not shy away from work with that. You'll take a small action, you'll do a small action, and this small action which you will do, that will have difficulties. And then you have to deal with these difficulties. You have to deal with that there is something going on, that there is midas coming up and things like this. You could take a small action and make the mistake that you take a small action which out of any sight will not pose you in front of any difficulty. Yeah? That could be. Huh? And then that wouldn't be a good Kabbalah. Because that wouldn't then make your life move away. That wouldn't give any space. For example, by me, I'm not so much hurted by that people don't like me. I understand that. Yeah? So when I'm able to smile to everyone in the morning, when I go to Davin, and I smile to them and say, good morning, that's for me not difficult. I don't think, does he like me? Doesn't he like me? I can only smile. No. I can't smile to everyone and say, Boker Tov, that's good. And when I go to the Netz, then everyone knows that now you can laugh together with Leuchter. So let's say I would make a very nice Kabbalah. That means all the year I'll say Boker Tov to all the people around me or whatever it is. That would be a very good Kabbalah, but by me that would be a very bad Kabbalah. Because that is a thing which I have absolutely no problem with that. Absolutely not. I have no problem with that. So nothing moves. So that is not a good place. But I have to do a different thing. I did a different thing. I have two places where I try to work. For example, the first is I try to work on Tfile, on the Shmona Esra, the first Brocha. So the first Brocha Shmona Esra, I have a Mahalach in that. I want that. I want that I should dare give a space to this Kavona that the Borei Olam is really looking at me or looking at the world, whatever it is, the first Brocha. And then came that I'm now in the middle of changing a deer, going to Telstone. So when you buy a deer and sell a deer, on the way you have big money in your hand. It's not going into your pocket. It's going somewhere else. But you have big money. So one day, Monday morning, I had to have a big check at 8:10 in the morning. And I done with the nets. It was then 6:26 or something like this. And 6:26, you can't pay off a mashkante, you can't go to the bank, and the check is not in your hands, because it brings it only 8:10. But even though, when I said, I wanted to daven nicely, and when I said this Shmona Esra, I began to daven, and it was a disaster. Because I said, Boruch, check, Ato, bank. You know, it was just silly. It was just nonsense. It was plain nonsense. Why do I think about these things? What is that interesting for me? Because this is my Tirdes Hadas, which wants to put out this Kabbalah Ktana wants to put out of my life. And now I have to work on myself that I'm able to put my tildes aside and let this Kabbalah Ktana stay with me. Yeah? And I have to work on that. I have to work on my midas. I have to work on my tildes, on my dimyoines. I have to work on these things in order that this Kabbalah Ktana should stay with me. There will be other circumstances, by Mincha, by Mayriv, by other, that other midas show up, and it's always the question that I will work on that I will have a space for that Kabbalah Ktana. And then this is a big thing. Yeah? Once in a while it shows you that you have all other midas altogether that you didn't think that you could work on. I myself tried to work a little bit on that I should write. Because by me speaking, that goes a little bit. But writing, it's a horrendous thing by me. Because when I speak, I see the face. And I see your face, once in a while your face turns all over into one big question mark. And then I understand I have now to speak a little bit slower or nicer. But the paper doesn't say anything, you know. You can write whatever you want. And when I write my thoughts on a paper, it is a disaster. The only guy which is able to understand, that's me, yeah. So I had to work on that. And I did work on that. That was the best thing in the aeroplane, you know, you have simply have a few hours, you can't do anything. So I worked there. Hours and hours on one page or two pages. Yeah, I worked on that. So suddenly I saw I can be Mesudah. I can't be Mesudah. My whole point is that I am thinking like in the jungle, you know? Because you have to be a real crazy person to say that mina minyan means the Shulchan Aruch, and it says eina mina minyan, that you're barking up the wrong tree when you look into the Shulchan Aruch. You have to be crazy to think like this. But I do think like this, yeah? Yes, but that is, I'm not a Mesudah person. I don't read das ish brat av das, and das red av das, and this and then everything comes al mekeime b'sholem, and it's really a puzzle, and the puzzle fits so nicely and neatly. That is a thing which I hate. I hate puzzles. I hate to do that, you know. I'm really hating that. So I was not a Mesudah person, but I have to write. And now this is, my keichas and nefesh are trying to push that Kabbalah out. No, I will do it. So I have to work on my Seder. And suddenly I see I can be Mesudah too. So hopefully I won't turn over into Stray Yeke, which will stand here, and then it will be absolutely boring to listen to it. I try not to do that. But I can be Mesudah definitely, you know. I can be Mesudah. But I have to work on that. This is the Kabbalah. Yeah? And that's what the Kabbalah Ktana is, a living thing. You have to keep on that. You have to be strong. Your life situation shouldn't be a reason to let that go. There is an inner development which should make it develop. Don't hesitate to do that. Don't be mekabel something to screw something in and then fix it and that's it and it doesn't move anymore. We are not machines. We are not dead people. We are living organisms. We have a living nefesh and things can develop. It's like mitzvah, gereres mitzvah. But the difficulties of the life situations, they shouldn't be the part which put that thing off. But now, we spoke about that last time, but now that you shouldn't walk into a minefield. When you see that you walk onto mines and you will blow up and it doesn't work at all, then it sounds to me you made the wrong Kabbalah Ktana. Because you took something upon you which is just not entering your life. And then, that's a bad idea. It's like that you made the wrong decision. Where do you want the Borei Olam enter your life? You make a decision, you want the Borei Olam enter in your life in a place where you want it to happen. And then you are mekabel a Kabbalah Ktana. But this you do it like this. Without budging. Without moving away. And then, that is considered a big maaseh. And now it's very clear. Now it makes 100% sense. That you make a small maaseh, and it's called that you are a Baal Tshuva. And it's a big maaseh, it's considered godel from the Borei Olam, because through this action, he enters your life. And that is called a big maaseh, that's called a big thing. And that's the way you are, Chayzer B'Tshuva. And now you see that it is like, when you think over, that is a thing which happens to us a lot of times, that we have a pshat, and we don't think it over, and it doesn't do the work. And when you think over your own things, suddenly you see that you didn't understand bichlal, what was your hanocha. And then you begin to understand that things are really workable. They are really there to work with. That's what I think could be a pshat in the Rambam in order to make us to work the right way. So that's what I wanted to tell you. It was a little bit longer than usual, but it is. I think it's an important thing. We have to go through that with that we understand how that thing works, and that is the preparation for ourselves to make tshuva. And now, so next Thursday, whenever I have to say something, I'll try to say that we'll make that there'll be a bath. Hopefully, it's a new year. I don't know what will be Tov Shelayin Zayin, you know, but hopefully that thing will work, and I will have something to say next Thursday. But next Thursday at 2 o'clock we can meet over here. But meantime, Aksiva Chasiva Teiva, thank you very much for coming this whole year, and hopefully it wasn't boring for you, no? Okay, so Aksiva Chasiva Teiva to everyone.